This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass when he's finished reading his phone.
Ian's just sent, well, my partner has just sent me a photo of himself at his mum's with his baby teddy bear, which he just found stuffed away in the back of a cupboard.
Oh. Wow.
I'll post that later, I think.
Yeah.
It's a nice pic. Macca, we've actually had a bit of feedback or a bit of commentary from one of our listeners. Melina, we love you, Melina Smith. Keep it coming. I think we'll be talking about Jacinda Ardern and, you know, Scott Morrison and all that sort of stuff during the course of the morning. So stay tuned.
The question was, and we'll deal with it a bit later, Melina, the interview between Scott Morrison and Waheed Ali. Yes, I did watch most of it.
It was extraordinary, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was extraordinary.
Yeah. My party is not Islamophobic, but some of the members might be. I'm paraphrasing there. You know what, mate? Call it out. George Christensen and Peter Dutton are knuckle draggers, right? And you need to call it out. Someone who's not a knuckle dragger.
Macca.
Is.
Of course, everybody knows there's an election in New South Wales taking place at the moment, and Penny Sharp has just taken a bit of time out of a very busy polling booth to speak with us. We feel very, very privileged about that. For those of you who don't know, Penny Sharp is the deputy leader of the Labor Party, out and proud lesbian woman, a very strong member and supporter of our community. Good morning to you, Penny.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the airwaves again this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now tell us, what's the mood like out there?
Oh, you know, look, I love Election Day. It's actually pretty good. I've been at Stanmore Public School, which is where my kids go to school, and we've had, you know, lots of democracy sausage and the cake stalls going off, and there's a pretty, you know, friendly atmosphere. So it's, you know, it's feeling good so far.
What's the seat that you're sitting in?
I live in the seat of Newtown, but I'm in the upper house.
Yep.
So all of New South Wales will vote for, you know, get votes for me, but no, I actually live in the state seat of Newtown, and for Labor this time we've got a fantastic woman called Norma Ingram. She's actually an Aboriginal elder, extraordinarily inspirational woman. We're, you know, hopeful for her today, but it'll be a tough contest for her. It's a Greens held seat, and we'll see how she goes.
Yeah, well, all the best with all of that. So, what do you think? Well, I mean, I've seen the exit polls this morning. What do you think of those? What's your perspective on that? Do you think that Labor will get over the line?
I don't think anyone really knows. It's a really interesting contest in New South Wales, this election. There's a lot of sort of different mini contests going on. There's sort of, you know, there's Labor Liberal, Labor National type contest, but there's also Greens versus Labor, Greens versus Nationals. In some places, we've got sort of shooters and fishers versus National Party contests. We've got a lot of rural independents. So I think everyone's feeling a little bit. Those that can predict the outcome, I think, are probably being a little bit optimistic. I think it's going to be close, and I think that it's literally a seat by seat. It'll be a seat-by-seat contest tonight, and we might be waiting a long time before we know the result.
51-49 is what I read this morning.
I haven't seen that yet, no.
Which side does that play?
Labor ahead of 51. Yeah. So what are the hot issues?
It's very tight.
What are the hot issues? I mean, there's been a number of, parochial issues that are specific to New South Wales and some of the local electorates. But what are the broad issues that are being contested today, Penny?
Look, one of the centrepiece issues of this election campaign, and I know that Victorians particularly find this very odd, is really an argument about what the government is doing in relation to building sports stadiums. And without going too much into the detail of it, what it's become is an emblematic discussion about what are the priorities for the state and what's more important. And there's a really strong feeling around you know, our schools being run down, that our hospitals have got very long waiting lists, there's real issues around development, climate change and environment's been a huge issue in this campaign. And we've also had a particularly local issue, which is very important particularly for younger people, is the government's approach to dealing with live music and the nighttime economy, and, you know, shutting down festivals has been actually a really hot issue here. There's been some very zealous over-regulation, and I think a lot of people have really had enough about that.
Well, nobody I know is going to New South Wales to party anymore because they just get sick of being harassed by police and sniffer dogs and, I mean, literally harassed on their way into venues.
On the train.
Treated like they are, you know, drug lords almost. It's really inappropriate.
I do think there is a real pushback on that issue at this election, which we've never seen before. I think particularly for younger people living in Sydney, this is a real issue. It's about a lot of things. It's about, you know, rents being too high, about the inability to actually buy a house even if you want to, the idea that you can't go out after dark and without the sort of the state being upon you. I think all of those issues have really played out, and in some ways are a bit of a sleeper for tonight because they don't get a lot of mainstream media interest. But I do know that throughout the community, I mean, we've actually got, there's a new political party formed called Keep Sydney Open, which is just talking about this.
One of the other issues, Penny, I think, is infrastructure and housing, mm-hmm. but also, you know, none of us like toll roads. But, you know, the whole issue, it seems to me, I in the introduction earlier in the show, and Tass told me off because a name that people, Liberals, used to refer to the Premier, and I won't use it again. I've heard it many times. But I said, oh, people have got a choice between Gladys as Premier or Penny as Deputy Premier. Now, of course, you know, there is a Labor leader, but yep. We're talking to you. The issue that is most important to people, I think, in Sydney and in New South Wales, I think they feel disconnected from the government. I think they feel, you know, whether it's stadiums, whether it's roads, whether it's water, whether it's education, whether it's health, you know, whether it's drug policing, they feel disconnected. Is that a reasonable assumption? And I've based that on the people I speak to.
No, I think that's right. I think there's been a big disconnect between this government and people and the communities where people live. I think there's been, over the last 8 years, there's this real, they have a very top-down approach, which is that we know best. You should be grateful for what we're giving you and really, you know, we'll consult you, but it's just a ticker box exercise. So, you know, the sort of the fury and the disappointment of the communities out at Menindee where we had the huge fish kills and the Darling River is dying, the sort of massive overdevelopment that we've got across Sydney where communities are just being, you know, completely trod on by developers and under the planning system that's allowing that to happen. And just not being heard. You know, we've got young people and a lot of people really, really concerned about climate change, what's happening with our environment. And the government just really just says, oh, well, you just should listen to us and be happy for what you've got. I do think that's an issue. The sort of listening and how we can connect with communities is something that's been a big conversation that we've been having really for the last 8 years.
And isn't there an issue around the government's ability to listen to some and not others? For example, some media shock jocks seem to sway a fair bit of power.
And sorry, I've got to say, I want you to congratulate your leader, Luke, on his stand on the stadiums, but actually taking on Alan Jones. Alan Jones is no friend of our community. He is no friend of this station. And he's no friend of mine. And, you know, I just wish that the parrot was in that stadium while they were demolishing it.
Look, it has been something that we've had to do. The sort of the big end of town is really, again, the stadium's issue. Just looking through that is what it's about. It's about a very powerful group of mostly men who run the Sydney Cricket Ground Trust like their own personal fiefdom. Really, you know, we revealed this week that they could have up. There are a few issues with the stadium, no problem with that, but they could have basically fixed it for as little as $18 million or perhaps as much as $130 million. And really they've used safety as a fig leaf to really, what they're building is this, you know, gold-plated pleasure dome for people in corporate boxes where they can make, get a lot of revenue. That's what it's really about, and it's why people are so
And they didn't just discover the issues with the stadium. Mm-hmm. And these people have been on that board for a very long time. We've discovered there's some safety issues at the stadium. We've ignored that for over a decade, two decades. But, you know, we need to pull it down.
Well, I was more concerned about the fact, too, that there's hardly any women's lose there. They didn't seem to care about that too much. Michael was really, he took a
Sorry,
Michael went on Alan Jones' COVID and basically told him if we're elected today, he'll be taken off the board, and I think it's not a moment too soon.
His pocket square nearly fell out.
Excellent.
Poor Alan.
Excellent. Penny, best wishes today.
Yes.
No matter what, we anticipate that you will get re-elected and that you will remain as the deputy leader of Labor. Perhaps you'll end up being the first ever elected
deputy premier.
Lesbian as well.
Yes.
How fantastic would that be?
That'd be pretty good.
Thank you for taking. Yeah.
Labor's going to be. I just think you're already interested in. Victoria's already made moves to do it. We're also banning gay conversion therapy, and this is a very, very good thing, and it's long overdue. So I'm very proud about that. If we get there today,
Penny, we've got an army of advisors who'll come up and help you if you get elected. So we're pretty confident that the policy agenda around LGBTI equality will be sorted out. We're very happy to assist you. But best wishes with the election today. Thank you for taking a bit of time out to speak with us. I know it's always hectic out there on the ground in the polling booth.
And my apology again for getting...
Luke and Michael confused.
I'm really sorry. Sorry about that.
Not a problem at all.
Okay,
thanks very much for having me, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon.
We look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine. That was a great interview with Penny Sharp, who's the deputy leader of the Labor Party in New South Wales, up for election today, Macca.
Yes.
What do you think will happen?
Potentially,
what's your prediction?
Potentially there's going to be 9 to 10 crossbenchers. I don't know it'll be that many, but we're going to be speaking a little bit later to an independent who I believe will get back, Alex Greenwich in Sydney. Alex could play a much bigger role than he has previously, perhaps.
Yes.
I think it's going to be close, but look, I could be wrong. I don't live in Sydney. I'm only relying on the people in the fairly large bubble in which I live, but none of them are putting their money on the Libs, and a lot of them were Libs and they're not voting for the Libs. Who knows? All politics is local, Tash.
Do you think federal...
Of course they have an impact.
Yeah, I think they do.
It's state election issues, federal, don't intervene. Yeah, that's like, you know, frying an egg with that.
I mean, I'm just watching everybody in the studio and outside the studio shake their head.
Yeah, of course it has an impact.
I mean, I think the message is, how could you vote for the Liberal Party at this point?
Yeah, but, you know, people are entitled to vote how they like for the reasons that they decide. I thought it was interesting, the Sydney Morning Herald said the government should be re-elected. But then again, that would be Channel 9's view, wouldn't it?
Of course it would.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.